evening, everyone. Good evening. You have tuned into Radiance by Design. And it's kind of hilarious tonight. We've been coming through Hollywood. I've been coming through L.A. in rush hour traffic trying to make the show. And here it is. We're on the show, but I'm on my cell phone sitting outside of the subway here in handy-dandy little Hollywood. Anyway, this is Veronica Entwistle, and I want to talk to you about creating a safe place wherever you are. So what we want to do is do our structures. Let's create our beautiful, beautiful structures together so that I also have the protection and the ability to make a wonderful, wonderful, peaceful, meditative state right here on the corner of Cahuenga and Lancashire. Isn't that funny? Okay, so basically, let's take a few deep breaths. And relax. And up above your head, about 2 miles, let's call up the golden ball. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And let's drop the filaments of light from the upper golden ball down to the lower golden ball. And the part I forgot is from the upper golden ball to about waist height, drop yourself a golden pyramid. Now remember, the filament of light we talked about runs through your entire body, right through your head, right through your spine. Right through your spine. And into the lower golden ball. From the upper golden ball to the lower golden ball, drop a four-sided pyramid, and it's about waist height, 20 feet out. And upside down, another golden pyramid that meets it point to point. And inside that, with the filament of light running through it, is the crystal ball. The outside edges touch the inside edges of your double tetrahedron. And then inside of the crystal ball, there you are in a star, a Star of David, the three-dimensional Star of David. You're inside it. Have you got the whole picture? I know I was a bit more disruptive today, but it's beginning to make me feel really buzzy and peaceful. And now let's spin that star, spin and spin and spin. And while we do, let's create, whilst we're spinning and spinning, let's create on the magical screen in front of us, let's create some scenarios that we want to have in the world. The first one is going to be about you. Where is it you want to go in life? What is it you want to become? And I'd love to become multidimensional. A lot of us have been talking about, releasing karma and so on. We've been talking about that for months, haven't we? But I've been involved in some great conversations. We're talking about getting off our subconscious behavior, our karmic behavior and so on, and becoming free to create the life that we really want to create. So I want to see myself being multidimensional and stepping out of the tyranny of the subconscious mind and coming at life from the heart. When we're all loving and we're coming from the heart, it's amazing how much can be achieved. And when you can really feel that, whatever it is you're wanting to create for yourself, when you really feel it, wrap that scenario in light and bring yourself to your next picture, which is a picture of a creation that you yourself want to do. I'm creating a television series. Bob and I are creating a television series. And in that television series, I want to see it coming up on my screen, and I want to see the resources that I need to keep it going. Wonderful people, the creators, the reactors, the producers, and the market for it all. And I want to see how much fun it is for people to watch it, how much fun it is to do it. And then wrap that in light. I don't know what it is you want to create, but you might be creating something like home and family. You might be creating I don't know what's your big dream. I don't know what you're creating, but you know that you can be clear about your dreams and your intentions and create them right in the screen. And when it comes to fruition, comes to fulfillment, wrap it in light, see yourself smiling as you enjoy this dream. You can bring your dreams to fruition, can't you? And now we're going to wrap that in light and move on. Oh, also, we want to see that all the resources come to keep fueling your dream or my dream. All the resources come to keep it active, to keep it growing, to keep it learning. How wonderful. And wrap that in light. And now let's do the healing center, the galactic healing center. And now in that healing center, let's bring our healing team in. And they stand in a wonderful circle around this amazing healing table. You know, there's some great tables these days that have all kinds of lights on them and wonderful vibrations. Maybe we'll put one of those in today. Although our team has those, doesn't it? You come in and lie on your own table. And as you lie there, see what the team would like to do for you and with you. You can ask for help in specific ways if you want it. Right? And then take a look at how they help you. What does it feel like in your body? When you feel like it's gotten somewhere, just wrap it in light. Wrap it in light. And remember, that healing team is so magical. Let them replicate themselves if you bring in another table. Good. And who would you like to put on that table? You know what I'm seeing is a young man that I know and I'm fond of, but he is going through, he's breaking up inside in a way that he wants to become who he really is. It is a very uncomfortable process. Many of you have already experienced these kinds of processes. So let's bring them onto the healing table and watch that team and see what kind of advice, love, and energy that they have for him. Excellent. And sometimes in that, you'll find that your healing team gives you specific advice, some ideas. Maybe they've got some ideas for him or whoever you're working with. Okay. And they're moving energy throughout the entire body. So when somebody is coming apart in a process, what you want to do is work with their head, the brain, and you want to work with their belly. I know you want to work with the whole person. But the brain and the belly have an awful lot of information that's been encoded from past experience. Talk about the tyranny of the subconscious, right? So this one, they're working on his head and on his belly and, of course, on his etheric whole self. And it speaks a lot. And when you feel like that energy is moving very well and he's coming along, then let's have a new team, have the team replicate themselves again and have a new bag. And who's on this one? Okay. I'm surprised that this person has some broken bones. I think they must have fallen. I don't know this woman. Oh my. And see what the team is doing. They're working on her. And I'm watching very carefully because what they're doing is sending light right through her bones. And it seems to encourage them to knit. One of the bones that was broken on the right leg was healing in a very crooked way. And it just showed me that the light just went and it's really straightening out her leg. Yes, and it's also, they also are showing me that you go into the brain, because that's where you can access the painkillers. Well, not with a sledgehammer of drugs, but my nose makes me those. Serious health, isn't it? And they bring in so much love. And when you're done with that, wrap that in light. Wrap that scenario in light. And let's take a look at the political situation on the planet right now. What kind of releasing do we want to see? Let's take a political picture of your choice. I won't pick it for you. What is it you would like to see? How would you like to envision politics handling things these days? And I feel, this is funny, I was talking to someone on the airplane. We were talking about how the frequencies are moving up. And when they do, our options of being much more conscious and having coming from the heart and having a win-win environment are so much greater. So my thing when I'm doing these political scenarios in the healing room is see the frequencies move up through the subconscious, through the belly area, through the whole person, but through the belly area and through the stomach, the power area, and the heart area, and the throat area, and the brain, and all kinds of people who are incredibly much in power. People that are even behind the scenes, I want to see this rising. You could say that in everyone, but I'm picking on the political folks right now, or the ones that are in power. Good, and raise that frequency, and raise that frequency. And if you're working on a different scene, that's okay. You can probably call in and tell me about it in a short while. All right. Now, when you feel like that's absolutely buzzing and you can feel the energy, you know how you feel it when people are uplifting and you feel it when people are loving and you feel it when people are doing energy work, actually. Let's feel that going on all over the globe. Now, bring in a beautiful pink, kind of a salmon-y pink light from the universe. The universe is doing tremendous downloads. Remember, the lights are lifting all over the universe. Just download and bring it down through a salmon-colored radiant light. Bring it down to the top of your head and out through your arms, your hands, and your heart. And send it all over our planet to places that are hot spots, difficulty, of skirmishes, of wars. And just infuse those places with this wonderful light. For the animals, for the Gulf oil situations, the Katrina. I don't want to list them all because I'm going to forget a bunch. I'm like that. To cover the whole globe and all your favorite spots, terror and frustration. And have it flow round and round and round our globe because there are beings from other planets and we want to show, you know what? And there's great spirits around us as well. We want to show we are healing our planet and we are actually growing as a unit, aren't we? Get stronger and more loving. And bring that beautiful salmon light back into your chest, right up through to the top of your head, out to the great central sun. And have it drop back down into your head, run through your body and into the core of the earth. Excellent. And now we're going to jump into our star tetrahedron. We're going to spin and spin and spin and spin and then drop into this room with me. I hope you're going to be calling because I'd love to talk to you from sweltering L.A. after chilly little Bellingham. It's a wonderful thing to be sitting outside of a subway and doing a radio show and talking to people all over our beautiful, beautiful planet. I'm so thrilled about that. Now, I don't have Bob here to flash the numbers at me, so if you can read the numbers on your screen, you can call in with your questions about your life. What are you doing in your life right now? When I sent up my little flyer, I said we were going to talk about, I think I was talking about atonement. That's a really big deal these days. I have a wonderful, wonderful friend who's passing, and she's in transition, and this part of my journey is to go and work with her or play with her, however we work it. But it's interesting to me because it's brought up more and more an awareness of how karmic, we've had a bunch of karma together, she and I, which are inexplicable reactive forces that come up in us, in each of us, in both of us. And my dream, not only for her, for myself and for many of the people that I know and love, that we learn to step out of the karma. Now, she's very conscious, and as she's releasing herself, and it looks like it's pretty fast, I don't know how fast, but wouldn't it be wonderful to know that she's unhooking those karmic attachments to whomever, my prayer for all of us is that we get to do that, because our ability to create our reality is going to only get greater and greater. And who wants to choose to come back here to do it? But let's unhook as much as we can right now. My cousin and I were on the plane because we're headed to a reconnection weekend in L.A., and we're kind of excited about it. For those of you who don't know, Eric Pearl taught the reconnection, I think it was in the late 90s, and I was all excited about it then and haven't done much about it, but have had a couple of experiences with reconnection energy. Maybe I should try to do some right now. Anyway, reconnection energy that my five-year-old grandson picked up on right away, and it's a wonderful idea to teach children to do energy, because they can sort of empower themselves. They don't have to be stuck with the adult feelings, thoughts and feelings. They don't have to absorb everybody's stuff. They can learn more about who they are and how to be more the truth of who they are. And so I'm partly doing this to share with my cousin, who we know lots about our grandkids, and we really want to empower them when they're young. They don't have to go through 40 years of therapy to figure out who they are. So that's why we're here. One of the other things we were talking about, and I have been talking to a lot of people about lately, are issues of forgiveness. Now, what is forgiveness? It's like asking, what is love, eh? You can tell I'm Canadian today. So what is forgiveness? And I'm talking to my guides and angels about it, and talking with my cousin Suze, and talking to various other clients recently. Forgiveness seems all the way around to be kind of the melting or the neutralization of those feelings that attach us to one another that bring up resentment. You know, and if you look around, you see this in yourself, but it's easier to see it in other people, isn't it? When you see patterns of behavior, as soon as I see someone like that, I feel resentful. That kind of thing. Resentment is a long-held, anger and reaction. When I think of forgiveness, I think of things like resentment, and I go to, I don't know how many lifetimes, how can I put this? Sometimes in cases of forgiveness, it's that you have a really intense reaction to what someone did, because when you were born, you were already really, really angry, because you had these reactions buried within you. So that someone comes along and does something on one of the subjects, perhaps it's on male-female relationships, authority, let's pick some of our favorite lexicon of doodah that we all experience, you know? And that person, it's an incendiary reaction for something that might have been just a normal slight. And so for me, when I think of forgiveness, I think how important it is to get to the root of the energy, to really feel that energy and feel where it comes from. When I spoke to Chris Griscom, and a lot of you heard that on Tuesday night, I'm sure, and she was talking about when you have... she had it across the board, actually. When she said, when you have old issues, so like if you know that people who are authoritarian always make you mad, and they have since you were born, it's highly likely a karmic thing. And sometimes they should make you mad. You can tell what my karma stuff is. She says, you just put yourself in your meditative state, and you move way back in time, and ask your higher self to help you, and ask, Where did it come from? And then every time you get an answer, say, and before that, and before that, And the reason we do that is because, or I should ask you, shouldn't I? But the reason we do that is because when you go back, every time you go back, it'll come up in a different part of your body, and it will... Sometimes some of you will be able to reveal to yourself exactly where it came from. And, you know, I suspect it doesn't matter too much, except that if you find out that you've been triggered by blonde men who walk funny or something, and you find out it's an ancient, ancient cellular experience, then you can actually blow it away. You know, unhooking karma is, I believe forgiveness is as much, and the depth of forgiveness is as much karmic unhooking as it is anything else. So what do you think of that? So why don't you call in? Tell me what's up with you. And in the meantime, I'm going to pick someone. I see my friend, or I see somebody. No, here's somebody. I won't pick a friend this time, okay? I'll pick somebody that I don't know. And she lives out in the hinterland. And she has been, oh my, we're talking about forgiveness and we're talking about atonement. And she has been really pushing away intimacy and has been having a very difficult time with the kind of anger in herself with her mother, who is just about to turn 100. And what I noticed, let me see here. Excuse me. What I noticed is that her, excuse me, is that she has a twirl in her soul's journey. And there's, it's like if you look at the soul, the vibrations of the soul running up through the body, the vibrations are all kind of twisted, like they're a corkscrew that's been twisted. And I'm watching, and I know it's because the guides and angels are helping us talk about forgiveness. They're showing that part of the reason that she can't forgive her mother in this life is because it has been such a tangle for her in a number of lives. And what they're showing is that she's had tremendous reactions to not only her mother, but people that are like that throughout lifetime. So it's very complicated for her to forgive. So she besieges herself with the need to forgive. And I see that if you're listening, it bothers your knees and it bothers your pelvic area in a big way. And it bothers your throat, just down to the clavicle there. And it's really a big deal, so that the simple forgiveness, oh, I'm sorry, isn't going to work it. This is a very deep cellular experience. I'm going to do some energy on it right now. We're going to focus on the perineum. That's the part of you, the flesh at the bottom of your torso. And we're going to run some violet fire. We're going to ask you to hold a subject, a person, an experience that you need to forgive. Right, that you need to forgive. And hold that in your awareness. And then we're going to run the violet flame and the violet fire up through your body and burn and burn and burn, burn all the way up through your body. And especially in those places, we mentioned, we didn't get to the knees, so we'll go back down after. In the pelvic area, in the solar plexus, and in the throat. Good. Now we're going to take that violet flame, move the violet flame right up through your head. We're going to take the violet flame, we're going to move it through the body one more time, look to the perineum. And we're going to burn and burn and burn up through the body. Choose the forgiveness. Choose the forgiveness of her mother in her case. Your case can be anything, anyone. And move it right up through your throat. A little bit more. Right up to the top of the head. Back out into the great central sun. And now move that violet flame right into your knees. Now, if you're doing forgiveness and it's not your knees, but it's the back of your thighs or it's your left hip or whatever, follow your own body's voice. The voice of the body speaking. And we're doing violet flame on my friend or my listener's knees and wherever you find you need it. Good. Now, what happened when you did that? Did you feel a kind of forgiveness? How you can tell afterwards is you, well, quite often you'll get a pop or some kind of buzz or something that'll tell you that something has changed. But I do know in this person's case, the mother that she's been so irate with is from many, many lifetimes in the past. And it is very, very tangled up in her. We're not very simple. We don't have like little tubes in our body. We can make things go really easily. These things are intricately woven into our energy system, aren't they? But you can just as intricate, I said, I'm thinking, this is easily. We can melt all of that with a really deep, deep feeling of energy for it. Excellent. Now, let's do someone else. Okay, so here's another one. I'm just thinking about something here. Let's just do another person. Here's a man who's been angry all of his life. Who are you? You're out there and you're angry all of your life. You work very hard, but you're just angry all the time. And you have a rage at a couple. Oh, my. This fellow has a rage at a couple of people. And it's absolutely, I want to say, without being cheeky, I want to say it's nonsensical because those people didn't really do the thing that made him mad either. What happened to him when he was a little wee boy, I guess he had a violent uncle or something. There was a lot of very unreasonable chaos around him, and he got the brunt of it. He was sort of scapegoated and so on. So there are two people that he is absolutely furious with, and he doesn't want to forgive them. And one of the reasons for that, if I get my man, you're listening carefully, you drop into an anger that you have with these people, okay, and ask where it came from. Where it came from, so that you can forgive it. Okay? Just stay with that. Just stay with that. Just perceive these people and ask where your anger came from. Instead of being angry at them, sit in there and ask what your anger came from. And get your higher self to help you, guides and angels and higher self. Ask for help when you do these things. Because I'll tell you something about this guy. He's going to forgive them really easily when he discovers that when he was very small, there's a whole karmic thing here where he was a perpetrator on a couple of people who, I think he was some kind of a boss, but he had a real Simon Legree touch. So when he was little, he had some of that reenacted, not because he was suddenly a business leader, but there were some very dominant people in his life and a lot of chaos, and it brought up his fury. So he was actually it brought up a fury in him, and then the people that he's mad at right now have a similar kind of energy, and the construct at work has reminiscences of that time. It's really interesting. So if he would say, here's the trick, you guys. If you can stay centered in this meditative state of asking where the anger comes from, you're going to find, as with my first woman, you're going to find that it cycles back and it isn't what you think it is, and that the forgiveness probably needs to be with you, you with yourself, because in his case, he, in a life prior, was the perpetrator and was creating a lot of problems in people's lives. Now let's just take some of this violet fire and run it through, I'm asking the guys, let's run it through the little boy. The little boy part of this image is where apparently the most potent part of the forgiveness go. So we can burn the resistance, the anger, the resentment into a state of forgiveness. What's forgiveness to you? Forgiveness to me is like where you don't really have a leftover reaction from those things. And ultimately, we're just burning and burning with the violet flames through his boy body, little inner child, because his little inner child came absolutely filled with that anger. And it was more at man's limitation and inability to be as great as he thought they should be. And as we burn and burn for the little boy, there you have it. Then we move that fire all the way up through this gentleman's body and ask him to think of the two people that he's so angry with. Want to think of those people. Now, he's not quite full of rage at them anymore and resentment. Resentment aren't the same thing. But anyway, he's not quite as mad as he was before. He still has vestiges. So I'm saying to you, call it up in your body, mind, ask to feel it, drop back inside and find out where it started, and then burn and burn with the violet flame. You can do that. I cough again. So, sorry about that. So when we're talking about atonement, there's another part of it, too, that's really important, which is going back and apologizing to people or offering people your humility. How many of you have done any of that? There's a lot of that going on, isn't it? Yeah. How many of you have done that? And what does that mean? You go and talk to people who are hiding something that you were involved in. You know, you want to talk about a betrayal and so on. Probably not. But anyway, so atonement is a part of forgiveness, isn't it? And what is required for atonement? It seems to me anyway that forgiveness is about letting go of a deep hurt and a deep anger that can keep you bonded to people in that, again, tyranny of the subconscious for lifetimes. So we do forgiveness for our own sake. So then we're talking about atonement. Again, it's about making up for things you did. So it's like looking for forgiveness in other people, isn't it? Or is it, it's actually, as the guides say, is... Atonement really means at-one-ment, doesn't it? Isn't that funny? I hadn't thought about that for a while. So. Atonement, if you look at the spelling, at-one-ment, and what it really means is actually going and humbling yourself enough to really admit what you've done. And then what does that do? You can do that for selfish reasons, too, because that's not that I'm encouraging selfishness, but I am saying... It is always about us. Any part of forgiveness or atonement is always about ourselves, isn't it? And so when you go and make atonement with someone, if you're at one with each other, then there is no kind of string between the two of you. I want to say, you know, when I think about forgiveness, I have never done forgiveness exercises that didn't ultimately come back to me anyway. So are you, so call in for heaven's sake. I haven't heard from anybody. Oh, good news. Bob and I finally just about finished our first television show. And this one is about Swami Beyond Ananda. I'm very excited about it. It's, I'm getting all kinds of texts while I talk to you. I was hoping it'd be one of you guys calling me for heaven's sake. Anyway, we finally finished it, and it's really quite good. I can hardly wait to put it up on my website and have it ready for distribution or for playing. It's just like Paradigm Shifters, only it's TV instead of radio. Very exciting for us to see the final copy. And what Swami talks about with Bruce Lipton, as a lot of you remember, is that we are rising, and also people like C.J. Kallman, who are talking about 2012, all of them are saying that the frequencies are moving up in us as a species in order to create a huge, a spontaneous shift in humanity and what our capacities are. What do you think of that? Isn't it exciting? And so that's what, when we're talking about forgiveness and we're talking about atonement, we're talking about loving each other, we're talking about being able to create a sacred space in front of the subway and the corner of Lancashire and Cahuenga or something with traffic and texting and all that. Nobody's calling in. Come on, you guys. Make my life easier. But it's really an interesting time on the planet because this shift is moving through a lot of people. My friend who's passing, and I'm a little bit sad, I'm quite sad about it actually. He's passing, but has decided that she's a healer. She knows her way around metaphysics for sure. Spirituality is a very amazing healer and has healed some shocking situations. And she's passing quite quickly, it looks like. I mean, gosh knows she could turn around at the last minute. And she admits that she is choosing to leave and would like to do that really quickly. So, and she's making peace with a lot of the pieces of her life and all the things that she truly wanted to accomplish that she actually did, which is kind of what we're all after. But with the vibrational changes that are going on, I know of another woman who had the same situation, which is pretty intense ovarian cancer, fourth stage, and everybody was pretty horrified how quickly it all came up. She's fully healed, and that's unprecedented. These days, more and more people are being healed from situations that were absolutely terminal not very long ago. And I think that represents, you know, what's going on with the rising of the frequencies and the changing of humanity on the planet and so on. And that's basically what Swami Beyond Ananda is talking about in our wonderful show. I hope that a lot of you will be able to see it. It's really been fun to do it, and it's a lot of work, and it's teaching me about doing the kinds of things that we really want to do. Do it. It really lifts you, and it lifts your frequency. So let me take a look at who else is out there. One of the things about raising your frequency and forgiveness is that, because I'm seeing a few people who are embittered by experiences or angry at birth or hurt at birth or any of those things. Oh, goody, we have a caller. You are on the air. Hi.
Hi, Veronica. It's Jaya.
Hi.
Hello? Hello?
Hi. Who are you?
Jaya.
Hi, Jaya. Thank you for calling me. I'm in your fair state.
So, I'm wondering if you could look. I have this blockage at the base of my skull, and I wonder if that's a forgiveness issue or maybe it's simply my body trying to adjust to the big shift, the new frequencies.
You've had it for quite a while, haven't you?
I have, but it's been very intense lately.
Okay, so I want you to, you've got something going on in your second chakra, between the first and the second chakra in the front, and it's very tied to that. So what I'm going to ask you, everybody wrap yourselves in light so you don't take on each other's stuff. Let's see if we can get things going for Jaya and for yourselves, because you'll all have some equivalent. First of all, Jaya, I think you're right that something is rising. Because of the rising frequencies, you're moving a clump of energy. But I would say, how are your upper thighs? Are they sore? Are they tired?
No, not particularly.
Okay. Here's what I'm seeing, is I'm seeing kind of a cloud of energy wanting to move up. It's coming up from the top of the legs and the lower part of your second chakra, and it's wanting to move up. And as I'm working with it, I'm going to burp and burp, which just means that. My body's echoing your body, right? And as we move it, yeah. Where else in your body do you feel it besides the base of your skull?
Well, I do feel, I mean, I had those three surgeries in my second chakra, so it could be connected to that, all the trauma and...
Something's coming out of it right now. Like you said, it's the shift, the rising frequencies. I really believe that's so, because you've got like a really thick cloud coming up and out. It doesn't look like it's staying there, but it gives me a headache. Back of my head starts getting strange.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. You know how most of you know that the body maps energy. So somebody gets it on the earlobe, somebody's got it on the big toe when you're working with somebody, but it's all part of the same network. But what I'm seeing is there's a huge tie-in between some of the trauma from probably those surgeries or what led to the surgeries. But it's not really serious, but it's moving through like a very thick cloud. Now, we're going to keep it moving and see what happens to the back of your skull. Now, how's your ear?
I have a lot of pressure around my right ear. Is that what you ask?
That's exactly what I was after.
Pardon me?
You hurt your... That's exactly what I was after. Did you hurt your... Your ear looks like it's struggling.
Uh-huh. My right ear.
Okay, we're just going to keep moving something here. I don't know if anybody at home can feel this. Atta girl. I want to ask you, Jaya, there's issues huge. Talk about forgiveness, okay? It took me this long to see it. They're showing us big issues of trust. A part of you wants to reel back from the world. You have a really deep issue of trust. You know that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's trying to move through, and it's trying to get some kind of resolution, you know? Okay. Now, the ear should be lightening up a little, is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, you don't have to say yes because, you know.
Well, I moved the phone over to my left ear.
Well, there was a big press. Okay. Well, let's go to the base of the skull. All right. Because I'm getting it's an issue of trust. And there's a little bit of extreme about it right now. Almost like, do you have a person you're trying to trust?
Yes.
Okay. But you see, remember we were talking earlier about how it can be karmically connected? Because they're showing here that there's a big issue that you're trying to come to a higher level of self-trust around an issue with some person, and then they're tying it back to a very strong kind of karmic thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would use forgiveness on that very situation, because you can trust, you have learned a great deal to trust yourself, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
And we're just saying you can do it differently, and you will bring yourself to. It's interesting. It's kind of like forgiving yourself is the most important part of it. And as you forgive yourself, you'll be able to trust yourself to see and understand people a lot more clearly. Your head like that. How does your skull feel? Exactly the same? It looks like it's moving.
It's changing.
And you know, I have to leave you in this condition because we have to race up the road so I can make Jackie's show.
So I'll call you for a session.
All right. Well, love to you, and thank you for being my caller. And good night, everyone. I'm sorry it was such a confusion, but I hope you enjoyed it. I did. I'm sweltering, too. That's nice. Much love, many blessings, and I'll see you at the top of the hour for Jackie's show.